Appendix C. Munitions Information Systems. Ammunition units must have reliable communications to accomplish their mission. These units must establish effective communications networks that relay accurate and timely information between supported and supporting units and staff to ensure the success of ammunition support in the theater of operations. Munitions Information System Overview. Munitions operations depend on requirements generated by and managed through the respective logistics or sustainment system. Materiel managers need to be concerned about lost communications due to enemy activity. Whether the enemy action causes interruption of the communications by attacking satellites or using intermittent jamming or spoofing, the resulting blackout will require Army forces to adapt and adjust. Units may mitigate short-term losses of satellite communications through alternative communications methods and courier networks. A primary, alternate, contingency, emergency plan, commonly referred to as a PACE plan, is a key requirement for operations in a contested environment. These plans provide prioritized options for redundant means of communication to ensure effective command and control and interoperability. Primary, the best and intended method of communications. Alternate, another common but perhaps less optimal method. Contingency. Method may not be as fast, convenient, or reliable, but it can still accomplish the task. Emergency. Communications method of last resort. Emergency methods may cause delays or otherwise affect operations. See FM6-02 for more information regarding primary, alternate, contingency, emergency plans. Munitions Digital Systems Architecture. The munitions digital architecture allows for rapid and efficient demand placement, issue, and total asset visibility and accountability. Sustainment information systems unique to munitions management include the SAAS, Munitions History Program that includes the Ammunition Surveillance Information System and the Ammunition Multimedia Encyclopedia, TAMIS, the National Level Ammunition Capability, NLAC, Conventional Ammunition Packaging, and Unit Load Data Index. Munitions Requisitions and Stockage Management follows a prescribed pathway through the munitions digital architecture. Integration of munitions data occurs at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels. To accomplish this, munitions distribution is coordinated between the commanders and staff of the supported and supporting units. Munitions distribution involves all levels of munitions managers. In addition, the ASCC, Joint Munitions Command, depot-level national providers, U.S. Transcom, and servicing ASAs use the munitions information systems to request, manage, and distribute munitions stocks. The G3 or S3 staff uses TAMIS to manage munitions requests from subordinate units. If authorized, the G3 approves authorizations through TAMIS. The Army G4 and the Total Army Ammunition Authorization and Allocation Conference monitor these authorizations. The G4 or S4 uses Total Army Ammunition Authorization and Allocation Conference applications to manage munitions posture at all levels of warfare. These applications include the Logistics Modernization Program, the NLAC, and production statistics. The Joint Munitions Command item managers combine data from TAMIS, NLAC, and the Logistics Modernization Program to determine if munitions requests are supportable. The Joint Munitions Command directs shipments from CONUS ASAs, depots, or retail installation ASPs, and determines future production requirements as necessary. Depot-level national providers receive munitions requests from the Joint Munitions Command item managers and theater-level sustainment headquarters as appropriate. Depots send transportation requests to U.S. Transcom. Depots receive ammunition from munitions plants, confirm transportation, and release munitions for shipment. Depots receive overstock, damaged munitions, or munitions requiring maintenance from ASAs during retrograde operations. To manage munitions authorizations at all levels of operations, the DAG-4 applies Total Army Ammunition Authorization and Allocation Conference applications. This application is the primary forum through which the DCS, G4 and DCS G357 ammunition management offices distribute conventional ammunition authorizations and allocations in support of validated requirements and G3 priorities to all Army commands, organizations, and agencies. The other applications include the Logistics Modernization Program, Munitions History Program, the NLAC, and Production Statistics. Munitions personnel use data from all four systems to manage ammunition authorization. ASCCs validates authorized requirements in TAMIS and forwards requests to subordinate commands through TAMIS. U.S. Transcom receives munitions movement requests from depots through the Logistics Modernization Program and the Munitions Total Management System. A U.S. Transcom entity picks up munitions from depots and transports them to seaport of embarkation to the pod. The operational headquarters staff places a request for munitions with the supporting sustainment organization based on operational requirements. The TSC receives digital requests for munitions, determines if they can fill them from current stocks, and sends shipment directives to an ASA or sends a fill request to Joint Munitions Command item managers. ASAs send serviceable or demilitarization disposition requests to the TSC, and the TSC issues asset disposal instructions. The ESC, when attached to a TSC, receives digital requests for munitions from the sustainment BAO. The ESC determines supportability while using the SAAS asset reports by location to determine stockage and feasibility of cross-fill from adjacent ammunition support activities. It also sends shipment directives to ASPs. The ESC uses TAMIS reports to obtain unit requirement status and determine need for assets. The ESC calls for assets from the TSC as requirements demand. The sustainment headquarters verifies and validates munitions requests, asset availability, and conducts oversight of unit munitions programs through TAMIS. The sustainment headquarters receives munitions requirements through TAMIS and determines shipment needs. The sustainment brigade uses SAAS asset reports by location to determine stockage and feasibility of cross-fill from adjacent ammunition support activities. It also sends shipment directives to ASAs. The sustainment brigade verifies unit requirements against their logistics status reports. The sustainment brigade calls for assets from the ESC as necessary. ASAs receive requests for munitions from TAMIS using an electronic DA form 581, or when TAMIS is unavailable, in analog format from the sustainment brigade, the requesting unit, or installation ammunition managers. ASAs process requests in SAAS. ASAs receive shipment directives from the TSC or the ESC and sustainment brigade. ASAs receive munition shipments and store, maintain, and issue stocks through SAAS. When in possession of damaged munitions, ASAs receive disposition instructions from the TSC or ESC. When ASAs are overstocked or in possession of munitions requiring maintenance, the TSC or ESC provides disposition instructions to continue to store, maintain, or retrograde to depot level. ASAs receive SAAS returned munitions materials and reconcile the transaction in SAAS in accordance with all applicable regulations, policies, and procedures. National Level Ammunition Capability. NLAC provides a web-based total asset visibility system that receives its data from the services ammunition management and visibility systems, as well as DoD transportation and document tracking systems. The Army DCS G4 Ammunition Directorate manages the NLAC program. NLAC enhances ammunition logistics planning and management by supporting the joint ammunition community to include ammunition users, managers, and planners throughout DoD. G4 Ammunition Directorate personnel view information from the worldwide ammunition stockpile in a number of ways, including by location, serial number, lot number, condition code, service ownership, and location within the transportation pipeline. In addition, ammunition asset posture and transportation status data are used in conjunction with NLAC's advanced decision support tools developed to enhance the decision process at the strategic and operational levels and to enhance service, wholesale, retail, and unit-level ammunition operations management functions. NLAC account holders can access Worldwide Ammunition Asset Posture, ITV, Centralized Ammunition and Missile Management Asset Visibility, CAMAV, and outside the continental United States, Ammunition Operations Management, Configured Load, Ammunition Reports, and Ammunition Reference Material. NLAC is accessible via the Internet. National-level ammunition capability accounts can be requested at the NLAC website. For further information on the NLAC, refer to DAPAM 700-16. Total Ammunition Management Information System. TAMIS is the DCS G357 Enterprise Information System of Record for calculating, prioritizing, and managing ammunition requirements, forecasts, and requests for issue for the Army. TAMIS generates requirements and reports for annual training, operational loads, combat loads, sustainment loads, testing requirements, command stockage objectives, deploying units, readiness assessments, and numerous Army, Joint, and DoD studies. TAMIS is a real-time, web-based enterprise information system that processes data defined by the Army as unclassified but sensitive. TAMIS is the only official Army system for establishing, maintaining, and managing requirements, authorizations, forecasts, requests, and expenditures of ammunition. Army commands and other Army organizations use TAMIS to build, prioritize, and sub-authorize, distribute training ammunition authorizations, and to build and establish operational requirements for unit combat loads and sustainment loads. TAMIS is a hierarchical-based, internet-accessible system available from anywhere in the world. Each command-level organization that has munitions requirements must have a TAMIS account and manager for its organization. Users require a common access card to log into TAMIS. The total force uses TAMIS to forecast and approve ammunition requirements, to process and validate requests for both operational and training ammunition, and to report expenditure metrics and ammunition status. For further information on TAMIS, refer to AR5-13. During hostilities, as operational authorizations are consumed, additional authorizations are posted automatically to the using unit's operational account once expenditures are recorded. Requesting units must have a requirement in their TAMIS operational account in order for automatic replenishment of authorizations to occur. See AR5-13 for additional information. TAMIS provides allocation and authorization data for all munitions and explosives items. TAMIS processes requests for munitions on DA Form 581 and sends the data directly to SAAS once approved. The ASA, ASP, ATHP, MATP, or installation storage activity that provides munition support sends munitions issue and turn-in information to TAMIS. ASAs will make every effort to issue the specific DOTIX and quantities required by a unit or organization. Command munitions managers must distribute munitions authorizations to their subordinate units in a timely manner. Units without an authorization cannot forecast, request, or receive munitions in support of their validated requirements. Each Army unit or organization requesting Army munitions must have an account in TAMIS and must have an authorization in the account to prepare and submit a TAMIS-generated DA Form 581. Units must also establish electronic routing instructions for the requester, approver, and validator for each requirements account type in TAMIS before requesting munitions and electronically transmitting through command channels to the supporting ASA. The requisition process lets the munitions manager requisition munitions, submit follow-up requests, request cancellations, and modify open requisitions. Issue procedures encompass several processes that let the munitions manager record and process the electronic DA Form 581. The process accepts the electronic DA Form 581 through the interface with TAMIS. The munitions manager uses the issue process to record unit information and identify unit munitions requirements. Global Combat Support System, Army. GCSS Army is an Army automated information system and the primary tactical logistics enabler to support Army and joint transformation of sustainment using an enterprise resource planning system. GCSS Army contains the functionality associated with supply, maintenance, property book, and tactical finance. It is an integrated system allowing users access and permissions to perform their missions regardless of their position in the Army structure or location throughout the world. Its core functionality is based upon Army regulations, DA PAMs, field manuals, technical manuals, circulars, bulletins, directives, policies and procedures governing supply support activities, unit supply rooms, shop supply rooms, and property book offices. Materiel management personnel should be familiar with the applicable regulations because these regulations apply in peace, in war, and in an enterprise resource planning environment. The system implements tactical financial processes relating to supply and maintenance. GCSS Army integrates modular and interactive information management operation systems across all combat support and command and control functions currently being used to manage unit munitions combat load authorizations. GCSS Army is used to execute the materiel management functions. Materiel managers must be able to relate each materiel management function with a GCSS Army system task. Understanding this relationship between the functions and tasks in GCSS Army is critical to allow successful materiel management in the event of inoperable automated systems or degraded communications. Munitions History Program. Munitions History Program is a web-based application that supports the Army's ammunition surveillance mission. The surveillance mission ensures the ammunition stockpile is safe to use and store functions as designed. The Munitions History Program collects and stores inspection and test data to track ammunition technical history quality assurance data. All organizations with an ammunition surveillance mission are required to use the Munitions History Program to maintain their depot surveillance record information where internet connectivity is available. Munitions History Program provides ammunition materiel managers at all levels with a universal data management system that is fully deployable. All users must register to access Munitions History Program and submit a request for the functionality needed. A Headquarters Joint Munitions Command Administrator approves access requests for most modules, while the module's owner approves requests for some modules. Continual enhancements to the Munitions History Program ensure the program continues to meet the needs of the ammunition community. Munitions History Program provides the following core ammunition business processes: Inspection Module, Ammunition Surveillance Information System Module, Notices Module, Ammunition Condition Report Module, Worldwide Ammunition Repository Program Module, Ammunition Stockpile Reliability Program Module, Defense Ammunition Center Application Module, Joint Hazard Classification System. The Munitions History Program application has an online help module explaining how to use the various modules and functionality within the Munitions History Program. These files are maintained and updated as processes are added and enhanced. Refer to the help files and frequently asked questions under the help menu for specific instructions to use the Munitions History Program. There is also a forum for users to assist other Munitions History Program users with questions regarding the Munitions History Program and to discuss ammunition-related issues. Munitions History Program distance learning training is available through the Army Learning Management System. Register through the Army Training Requirements and Resources System using course number 4E-F64/645-F48. For further information on Munitions History Program, refer to DA PAM 700-16. Joint Battle Command Platform. The Joint Battle Command Platform is a part of the Army Joint Capability Release, and it is a network command and control information system that enables units to share near real-time friendly and enemy situational awareness information, operational maps and graphics, and command and control messages. Primarily, the ammunition stock control specialist and transportation personnel use this system. The Joint Battle Command Platform logistics capability operates on the unclassified side of the network. Joint Battle Command Platform logistics platforms use radio frequency identification tags interrogators to collect and upload cargo data into the radio frequency identification tags in transit visibility server for near real-time worldwide visibility. Operational and sustainment commanders can plan, coordinate, and track cargo and sustainment services in near real time, significantly enhancing the overall COP. Logistics vehicles, including freight haulers, heavy expanded mobility tactical trucks, and fuel tankers that operate on the battlefield in support of maneuver formations, will be equipped with Joint Battle Command Platform Logistics. Standard Army Ammunition System. SAAS automates and integrates ammunition management functions between the management centers to the combat users and storage sites. It operates on the web, using deployable commercial off-the-shelf hardware in both tactical and non-tactical environments. SAAS uses a single database with different permissions for the levels of use. It is combined into a single software baseline. It provides total integration of retail ammunition management functions. SAAS is used during operations and at home station. It provides an integrated ammunition management and control capability for ammunition support operations, providing commanders with tactical ammunition information. SAAS is the Army's system of record for munition stock status reporting. It provides informational processing support for conventional ammunition logistical support applications at installations, divisions, corps, and echelons above corps. All SAAS processes are controlled by roles and permissions, meaning an operator will see the SAAS application for their current assigned level. The SAAS application menus are tailored for the operational level, Materiel Management Center, ASP, ATHP, and MATP, and the unit mission. SAAS is the system of record for retail-level accountability at the ASP. ATHP and ASP users have the same permissions. The Materiel Management Branch manages SAAS at the TSC and Sustainment Brigade levels in the DMC. The Materiel Management Branch maintains asset visibility within the theater area of operations and requisitions munitions from the National Inventory Control Points. The BSB Distribution Company uses SAAS to support forces in the BCT area of operations by providing accountability, receipt, storage, and issue capabilities. SAAS incorporates the use of automated identification technology and radio frequency identification technologies. SAAS interfaces with TAMIS, the Worldwide Ammunition Report System, and the Munitions History Program. ASA users generate requirements through TAMIS. Their chain of command validates requirements, and the user receives authorizations through TAMIS. In a tactical environment, system administrators divide requirements into training, operational, and appropriate ammunition load through the NLAC and TAMIS to the Sustainment Brigade or Materiel Manager. Units transmit munitions requests to the Installation Ammunition Manager in TAMIS for forwarding to the servicing ASA as appropriate. An ASA issues munitions against a unit document for accountability. Units maintain accountability through the Unit Authoritative Property System of Record. Units return expended training munitions and certain accountable residue and unspent rounds generated during a training event to the ASA. Units conduct reconciliation against the training ammunition issue document upon completion of the training event. Units transmit operational reconciliation data to the Munitions History Program through TAMIS for statistical analysis. Commanders and staff need to train and be prepared to continue operations under periods of degraded communications. A critical factor is the ability to correlate the manual distribution management functions with the functions executed by the automated systems. This allows planners to understand which manual functions must be executed when automated systems are degraded. Planners should coordinate EAB throughput to reduce transportation requirements of limited organic assets. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Mark F. Avril, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.